Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
I invite the congregation to please stand at this time and turn and face the back. We begin our service this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins as a called and ordained servant of Christ. And by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We now join in singing our processional hymn this morning. It's hymn 461, I Know That My Redeemer Lives.
I know that my
continue with our introit on page 4. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. Continue with our Kyrie spoken together this morning. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. On this, the presentation of our Lord, our celebration of it, our Old Testament reading is another presentation of the prophet Samuel to the house of Eli, where his mother Hannah promised to bring him after God blessed her with a son. We begin in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with a reading from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose hearts are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Be our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson from Hebrews chapter 2. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to please stand for our Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We now continue by singing our doxology. Please be seated. We invite you now to join us in singing our sermon hymn for today. That's 367 Angels from the Realms of Glory. Let's sing together. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please be seated. This morning, we consider in our gospel reading a man named Simeon on this celebration today of the presentation of our Lord Jesus at the temple in Jerusalem. We're told Simeon in our gospel reading was a man in Jerusalem who was righteous and devout. Verse 25. And that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And that it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. I bet if you could have talked with Simeon before this day, and if you'd asked Simeon about his dream in life, what was your dream, Simeon? He would have responded something like this: I dream of Jesus, if he would have known Jesus' name, which he certainly learned that day at the temple. In short, Simeon had a dream, and thanks to God, the Holy Spirit, it was the right dream. Now, one thing about being a person and living in this world is that we all have dreams. It's been encapsulated in famous speeches, and it happens to us each and every day. We have things we dream for. We have dreams. And I'm not talking about the ones that we have at night, really, but the ones that we have while we're awake during the day. Simeon's dream was inspired by God, but tell me I'm wrong when I say often our dreams, they're not so inspired. We dream of all kinds of things. But all of our dreams have something in common, that they lead us toward a goal. The question is it the right goal? Simeon's dream came true in our gospel reading. That's what we read on the pages of the text. And that day when he held the Lord's Christ in his hands, he exclaimed these words, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." That's quite a moment. The Savior of the world, right there in his own hands. And with that, Simeon was content. Ready to die, even, according to the text. His life had reached its goal, its absolute paramount moment, its pinnacle moment. Simeon was holding in his hands the pearl of great price from Matthew chapter 13. According to the book of Colossians, Simeon held in his hands that day at the temple the entire universe, all creation, everyone's life he held in his hands, everyone's forgiveness he supported the weight of for those few short moments, salvation himself, the beginning and the end, the scriptures call Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. God himself, get the image, check this out. There's a man standing in Jerusalem holding in his hands God himself. He knew it and he rejoiced. Jesus was the absolute culmination of Simeon's dreams. And I think that God is going to show each of us today that Jesus Christ is also the culmination of our dreams. It's Jesus that you're dreaming of, whether you know it or not. We have to ask ourselves sometimes, why is it that we want what we want? Say you want a fancy career, or more money, or a new house, or a new car, or maybe a relationship that lasts. Maybe you want to see someone that you loved so much and you lost in this world. Any desire of the human heart, we have to ask, why do I want that? Why do I want that? What am I truly after? What do I truly need? Because money, careers, they're not going to satisfy us. They're fleeting and they're passing. If we get it, soon we'll be chasing another dream. The new house, the expansion on our house, the remodel of our house that we want so very badly, soon that's going to wear out too. And soon we'll find something else to dream for. I mean, social media these days, right? They've got us all figured out. Because they've got these algorithms. So whatever you click on is going to keep coming back up in your Facebook feed more and more and more. Whatever you slow down your scrolling on, it knows, and it's going to bring that back. Constantly just feeding these dreams. And we asked the question earlier, are we sure they're the right dreams? Maybe it's the relationship that you're after, that you're dreaming of. And it may be a wonderful relationship, but you're going to need God's help in that too. And what if we could see the person that we loved and lost again? How long would the excitement and joy last? A day? A week? A month, a year before we're out chasing some other dream again and part ways with them. Fact is, our dreams are short-sighted. They're temporary. They're a result of being created in the image of God who creates. So we do too in our own minds, but our creations are messed up. They're skewed by sin and death, and they are selfish, and they're not long-lasting at all. Simeon's dream, however, was not that way. His dream is our true dream. We want what we want, but for deeper reasons than we can recognize. We want relationships because we feel alone, and we want money because we think it'll give us power, and we want fancy stuff to show off ourselves, but our dreams, they pale in comparison to this one guy's inspired dream. Does God want our dreams fulfilled? Brothers and sisters, yes, but in Christ, not outside of Him. He desires that we see something greater than any dream we can concoct in our own minds about our own lives. He wants to show us that all our earthly dreaming is simply a misguided share in Simeon's dream. Let's say that one more time so you catch it. All of our earthly dreaming is simply a misguided share in Simeon's inspired dream. It's true. What we truly need is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, and only Jesus. In Him is all those who God created, whether they're still here with us today or whether they've gone on. They're still all in Christ, with angels and with archangels. And then we say, with all the company of heaven, that's everybody. Within Jesus is the wealth of the whole universe, the success and growing achievement of all things. He's what we long for. We just can't quite see it so clearly. So we go on dreaming of lesser, earthly, and carnal things that we simply put, seek the lesser gifts instead of the greater giver. Like misguided children that would trade their soup for their brother, like Jacob and Esau. or their freedom in the Exodus for one meal of meat, they'd trade the whole thing in and go back to Egypt with the boiling pots of fish and on and on. Or they'd trade the king of the universe to avoid one riot in Jerusalem like Pontius Pilate. Awake from our dreaming, O people, and Christ will give us light. Simeon held in his hands all our dreams. He saw it and he knew it, but can we see it? Do we know it? Are we still just chasing after the gifts? It's true that in our misguided ways of dreaming, we've chosen the lesser portion like Martha. Even though our hearts long for temporary things, God still is faithful to you and faithful to me, and he still loves us beyond anything we can ever dream up or measure. He forgives us this morning for those short-sighted dreams that lead us so astray. See, snatching us from the fire, that's God's dream. And nothing is impossible for him. And as our reading in the book of Hebrews told us this morning, Jesus lived this life. He became what we are. He gets us. He has sympathy. He has empathy. He knows. But he wants to show us more. He wants to give us all our dreams and more, but the right way, the true way, the way Simeon saw. To give us all things and more than we could ever even dream up. In Jesus. That's how much God loves us. Simeon's dream is our dream too. I dream of Jesus. But we'll need our perspective adjusted by God to see this. God wants to do that for us. He wants us to see how dreaming really works. But we say, well, I'm never going to hold Jesus in my hands like Simeon did. Really? You will. This morning, by faith, according to the word of God, do exactly that and even more. Have you ever thought of the Lord's Supper like that? To hold Jesus in your hands? This morning, I encourage you. He said, take and eat. This is my body. It's really him sharing himself with us through these blessed gifts of the word. He gives us this fulfillment we could never dream of. We're going to hold in our hands in just a few moments the whole universe. Life, death, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. We're going to hold him in our hands. That's what the scriptures are teaching. It's incredible that we would partake even into our own bodies the fullness of God himself, the very life of the eternal God. You'll eat and you'll drink. We'll partake of the fullness of his glory hidden in these earthly and temporal elements. And if we're honest, what's given here this morning in the sacrament is what we're searching for in all those other temporary things. But God, he didn't promise to give you himself in those other temporary things. He promised to give you himself here, today. And this can stop our silly dreaming. And we can, by grace through faith, exclaim these words along with Simeon. Even today, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Sometimes in the Christian life, we start thinking, I'm just waiting for the end of time. Right? We say, come Lord Jesus, when's this going to all be over and we get to go to heaven? And some think that that's the culmination, that that's the goal that we're of all of our dreams. But it's not. He is. And he is here. According to his promise. Get that? That means the end of time is here. Today. When we have Jesus, we've reached everything. That's why we sing at almost the end of every communion in the Lord's Supper. What, you know what we sing? We call it the Nunc Dimittis. It's the words of Simeon. Knowing that now, all is right. Everything's been brought back together with God. Forgiveness is real. Faith is real. Trust is real. Hope is there. It's all been restored by faith. This gives us a fullness and a peace and a contentment that we often don't know we have. Do you see that? That you hold Jesus in your hands? That you partake of the life of God? That everything's right in these moments? It's about church. It's about Sunday morning. It's about the sacrament and the preaching of the word. And if God continues that life goes on past right now, thanks be to God. But we're ready. Even if it doesn't, just like faithful Simeon. He says, it's been fulfilled. Friends, what we're doing right now is that big of a deal. And it's awesome. And he shares these amazing gifts with us. And then, once we've got to that place, I should say once he's brought us to that place, then we go forth if God wills. That there's an afternoon on Sunday today and a Monday tomorrow, but we go forth very differently, don't we? Not trying to get something or trying to earn something or trying to make God appeased by our lives. No, he's appeased. It's that big of a deal. Now we go forth working with him. Huh? To snatch others from the fire with the gospel of our Lord Jesus and what he did for us on the cross and in the resurrection. Do not fear. We will inherit more than we could ever dream of. We will all see those that we've loved and lost. We'll see them again without any sinful dreaming that'll pull us away. It's all here in Christ and more. Jesus is the culmination of our dreams. I dream of Jesus. And he's so much more than that. For in the light of his presence, we are content and ready to serve our Savior. So know it. Believe it. His word has been fulfilled. His cross forgives you. His resurrection carries you. And his love is always, always, always yours. Don't ever doubt it. Even if we've been caught up in our crazy dreams, this morning, he's made us a part of his dream. And nothing is impossible for him. And he showed us who really matters and who should be our dream. I dream of Jesus. In his name, amen. Now may peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we confess our Christian faith to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and he was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Everlasting God, we remember how Simeon faithfully trusted your promise that he would not die until he had seen the Savior. Grant us the same trust in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, that having received his body and blood and beholding him by faith, we would be prepared for the day we meet him face to face. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, in the depth of love for creation, you brought your Son to the temple and placed him in the hands of blessed Saint Simeon. Abide with those placed in the office of the holy ministry, that their hands would be ever ready to deliver your gifts to your people and their lips bold to speak your gospel. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious Father, you placed your Son into the home of Mary and Joseph. Lord, bless our homes, that they would be places where truth is taught and confessed. Like Joseph took Mary to be his wife, make all husbands courageous and compassionate in their love for their wives. And as Mary submitted to Joseph, grant all wives grace and respect towards their husbands. Bless the work of parents as they instruct their children in your word. Lord, in your mercy. Ruler of the nations, bless those placed in authority over us. Grant that they would serve with integrity and honor and have the welfare of all in mind. Look favorably upon our country, that division, conflict, and strife would give way to unity, peace, and quietness. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you've blessed us here at Trinity Lutheran Church and School with so many amazing gifts. Lord, you've blessed us with a wonderful congregation. Lord, you've blessed us with joy and peace when we're together. Lord, you've given us so many wonderful treasures in your word and sacraments. And Lord, you've given us the blessed gift and responsibility of a school. Lord, we lift our school to you and our church to you. And Lord, we ask that you'd strengthen those who go about caring for the church and the school every day. Show them the wonderful work you're doing through them. And Lord, help them see that the word is being spoken and shared. And Lord, that's the work you'd have us do. Strengthen our school ministry here and the other ministries of our church. Lord, and continue to provide all that we need to do this work. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as your Son has become our faithful high priest, he's made an atoning sacrifice for the sins of all the people. Hear this morning his intercession for his bride, the church. Grant that the suffering, the sick, or the sorrowful would be given your help. We especially name before you this morning the Reynolds family, Lee Strobeck. We name also before you Bob Phillips, the family of Ed Crowther, Larry Reinberger, Susan St. Cyr, John Johnson, Rob Miller, Rupert Gallegos, Ella Gonzalez, Lori Hauser, Donna Ford, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Betty Gray, Sandy St. Stephen, Betty Patton, Audra Rendon, Sunny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Father, bless them with your loving visitation today. Lord, in your mercy. Father of lasting peace, we pray you show mercy to those who receive the Lord's Supper at this altar today, that as they behold their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ given for them with Saint Simeon, be well prepared to depart in peace according to your word. Lord, in your mercy. Join these, our prayers and praises, with those of your faithful people of all times and places, O Lord, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great high priest, Jesus Christ, until he comes again in glory as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. We come to the time of service where our offerings are collected and presented. As the offerings are brought forward this morning and collected, we invite the congregation to sing with us hymn 722, Take My Hand, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me. It's on pages 10 and 11 in your bulletin for you. You've been joining us on the radio this morning. We thank you for tuning into our service and wish you the Lord's blessings, and that as the Lord continues to lead you in your life, that you would see your Lord Jesus as your blessed and wonderful Savior. If you're gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, we invite you to turn over to page 11 in our bulletin and to please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, sharing your eternal splendor, was presented on this day in your temple in the substance of our human flesh and revealed by Spirit as the glory of Israel and the light of all peoples. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa.